Hey, 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 it's Frequency 500, and this is Lynn Schuessler-Williams.
And Brooke Haynes.
And we are so just glad to be talking with our listeners. So today, when we're recording this, it's November the 7th, 2024. And our country, the United States, where Brooke and I both live, has had a presidential election. And there's lots of reaction to that election all around, of all kinds of reactions. Some of the reactions are celebrations. Some of the reactions are what I would call trauma responses, right? Their fear, their concern, their worry. And, you know, Brooke and I are both people who care a lot about people. And we have friends who are all kinds of people. And we want them to feel safe. And we want them to live in a place where they can be accepted and feel safe. And a lot of people are not feeling safe right now. And so Brooke and I wanted to come on and talk a little bit about this place we've landed from a Frequency 500 perspective. And, you know, in case you've never listened to a Frequency 500 before, 500 is the calibration on the map of consciousness for the frequency of love. And one person, Dr. David Hawkins said, calibrated at 500 counterbalances 750,000 people at 200 or below. And 200 below are all the lower emotions like fear, anger, shame is way down there, right? So this seems like a time that might be really important to remember the principles of Frequency 500 and to really ignite this mission that we're on to inspire as many people as possible on the planet to live from the frequency of love and above. And what does that mean for us this week in the United States? What does it mean for us, no matter where you live in the world, and what's happening in your city, your state, your country, your province, whatever, right? So, definitely, you know, the United States is a global citizen and a global power. And so people well beyond our borders have reactions to this as well. And so Brooke and I wanted to come on and talk about this part.
Yes.
Yes. We've been doing a lot of talking about this part over the last 48 hours, Brooke, with a lot of people. I don't know about you, but I've gotten a lot of phone calls from people freaking out. I've gotten a lot of phone calls. And then social media has been flooded with either like one end of the spectrum or the other reactions is what I've been seeing.
Yeah, I've gotten it. I've gotten a lot of calls from a lot of people who are with opposite feelings.
Yeah.
And I knew this was coming, no matter what the outcome was. I knew this was coming. Mm-hmm. I didn't know exactly what the conversation might be because I didn't know what the outcome would be, but I knew there was going to be a soup bowl of really strong feelings. And I think that's what we're here for. And I think a lot of people, I just want to just preference this because, you know, we're all still processing here. when I want to refer back to COVID, about something personal for me, I saw the power of what we could do in COVID when COVID happened. And I came out and I spoke on that. Mm-hmm. And I allowed myself to get shut down at one point because I was afraid I hurt someone's feelings because I was being accused of not being awake and being too optimistic. And I vow to myself that this time I will not be shut down by someone else's opinion about how I'm handling this.
Right.
And so knowing who I am inside, in my heart, that I do not ever mean to be dismissive. I don't ever mean to not be have my eyes open. I think this is a world where we can live. We are, as humans, we can live with multiple emotions at once. I do believe we have to process. At my age right now, in my experience, I've had to process all emotions I feel in order to really move on and heal. But I believe it can be a soup bowl of emotions. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And having one doesn't mean I don't have the other. Or talking about one doesn't mean I can't talk about the other. So I want to, that's kind of like my preference leading into this conversation about when I say, I see the work that has to be, that needs to be done here. And it's not necessarily work on the government level. It's on the work as for us as people, with our families, with our friends, with our colleagues, with all these things. And, you know, and I've been watching how leading up to this, how much division started occurring. And then right after this, I saw this both that some people were tired of the division and they just went ahead and cut them off after they dealt with it the whole time leading up to the election. And then other people have said, you know what, I'm not going to let this cut me off. Even though I'm feeling whatever I'm feeling, I'm going to embrace that other person now. I'm going to embrace them. And that's what I want to be here to talk about, or for me personally, is how do we see through what this and still hold each other and still be able to respect and understand whether you agree or not. And I don't mean to be cliche about that. I'm really coming from a point of, I saw how people, when they come together, they can move mountains. Clearly, some people come together and some mountains got moved, right? So what if we come together as people and say, our mountain that we're moving is love. Our mountain that we're moving is acceptance. Our mountain that we're moving is, we're not going to let this divide us. That's the mountain I'm talking about now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I found a picture today in my phone. And I don't even remember, it's 2 or 3 years old, this picture. But it clearly was this time of year, because it was a picture of a brick sidewalk with a bunch of leaves on it. And what I thought was, the leaves don't have a them and an us, right? The leaves are just being present to being drying leaves, right? The leaves on my ground there, they didn't have a division. And so I asked myself this week, how can I make a difference in the world? How can I make a positive difference in the world? And yesterday morning, when I first woke up, my thought was, the answer that I had in my head immediately was, you can't do anything, Lynn. You're just you. And, you know, whatever this big thing is not yours to solve, and you can't do anything about it. You're just one person, and blah, 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 all the programming, right? And I immediately recognized that for what it was. And then the phone calls started. People started calling me for help processing this. And I realized that's what I can do, is show up authentically for the people who are in my sphere of influence, which is why we're here, to make sure our Frequency 500 listeners hear it too. And so I shifted before noon yesterday, I had shifted from there's nothing I can do to these just a few little bullet points I wrote down for myself. I wrote down, I can feel good about being a positive pebble dropping in the pond of the world, right? In multiple ways. I can feel good about the ways I can be a positive pebble dropping in the pond. I said, I can have a feeling of sadness or regret or outrage even, or disappointment. And I can be clear that my peace of mind is not worth the focus on things I can't change. And I will be more effective at everything I have to do if I'm not caught up in whatever the programming, the drama, the trauma, the all of it that's coming at me, not only from people in my community, but also from the media and all of that, right? And that doesn't make anyone else's response wrong, right? This is just my response. And then I also said there are things, I'm aware that there are things we don't know about how this will play out. And I am willing to be in the uncertainty because I am every day of my life, right? That's what we got to remember. This day is no different than another day, and we live in the uncertainty of not knowing, right? But I can be in that uncertainty of not knowing with a mindful presence that will not derail my ability to be an effective community leader and friend. And the last thing I wrote was that I'm committed to being an advocate for equality, inclusion, and the well-being of all, and that I hope there's enough people willing to aim for frequency 500, right? Mm-hmm. So that we get past the hardest phases and we move on to, and you know, if there's just even a chance that we can do that, that we can focus on living at the highest frequency we can and doing good and protecting each other's inclusivity and diversity and all of that, then I have to try if there's even a chance, right? I have to put my effort to that. That was the other thing I realized. So for me, that's where my response came to in the first day, mm-hmm. in the first morning. And it really felt so good to allow me to have the space from a place of peace to listen to other people, to hear what they have processed and where they are and what their fears are and whatever, right? And so I'm really grateful to be in that space and to feel that way. And I love that we have a vehicle, a conversation started already in Frequency 500 that is aimed at the good, mm-hmm. right? Aimed at, you know, and I keep playing in my head David R. Hawkins saying one person calibrating at 500 counterbalances 750,000 people at 200 or below, right? And I just keep saying that. I just keep saying that to myself because it's a mantra of hope, I think.
Sure. Yeah. So it's interesting because I saw you transit. I got to see, you know, we're on Marco Polo and I knew where you were sitting and feeling leading into this. And and I saw when your face changed, and it's when you stepped into this, right? And that's the work we do. That's why we are where we are in our work, is we do this. Yeah. And I feel like your message is very much about, it's not just your message. You have proven, you have built, you have provided space for many, many people to come be their authentic self, to come be who they are. You continue to show up very aligned in your message. Excuse me. And now you help people find peace. And that was way before now, right? You've been doing it. So now it's like, okay, you've been doing the work. You've laid a huge foundation, and now it'll be amplified and impactful, and it's going to continue the following.
And I would just say we, not me. We.
Well, thank you. And for me, my message is the hope is where do we focus? Where do we come together? Focus does not mean blinders of other things. It just means where we have to look at where we want to be, right? Mm-hmm. And as a society, as a person first, and how do we bring people together? Because it is scarier to me that the people here around me and I love get divided than it is for whoever is in office or whatever can happen there, because I strongly believe and see the vision that if we stay together, it doesn't matter what happens. It could, because when it's rough or tough, we can do it together, right? And right. We can provide and we can provide a new world inside our world. And so that's why, you know, so the bringing together to me and the willingness to reset and be in peace, to be able to get rid of our programs and conditions and what you're talking about, so we can be together, so we can look at each other in the eye, even when you have no clue why that person did what they did or believes how they believe or whatever, and comes together and says, yes, that's true. And we stand united, right?
Right.
And we stand united, because that is powerful.
Right. Right. And I hear that echoed the opposite of that. I hear the fear from people who say, I feel this way. My family members feel this way. And I don't know how we be together, right? I don't know if I can go be this holiday season, or I don't know if I can go for Thanksgiving, or I don't know if I can stand to be in the same room with or whatever. And to that, I want to say, you know, do what's yours to do, right? It's okay to take care of yourself, to be safe, to find a place of peace for yourself, whether that's at home or at work or whatever. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And it's also okay to try and then change your mind and go take care of yourself, right? Whatever. Like, however it works out, all we can do is continue to go be present, is what I would say, to our own authentic self. And you know, Brooke, you mentioned programming and conditioning and reset it, which of course is my work. And I have to say, like, once you really dive in to living from a space without them, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Like, you just can't not see them everywhere. And it is empowering for us to remove the programs and conditions that come to us through other people, society, life experiences, traumas, all the things. And when we can see ourselves in the world without those filters, it is just powerful. Mm-hmm. And it allows us to see other people not through whatever the lens is we've, you know, concocted, or somebody else has concocted and put in our head about them, kind of thing.
Sure. And, you know, if we could all just go back to our kindergarten teacher and say, if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it at all when you go to Thanksgiving, right? Why do you have to even talk about that, right? In a way that's disrespectful to others. And I know that's a big ask in this world for sure, right? I'm not saying that that's it. But if we start putting out there and role modeling ways to how we can be together and how we can move through that, I think that's the start. That's the beginning.
Well, and I think that what you just said is so important. It's not that we're saying if you think a topic is important, you should ignore talking about it. It's not that. It's there are ways to have conversations that don't make the other person vilified. Or, right, that lower your vibration. Think about it vibrationally, if that's the only way you can think about it, is how can I protect my own frequency, right? How can I protect that and still see the other person as a human being, still see, you know, whatever, crazy Uncle Charlie at the Thanksgiving table who's, you know, going to say something wildly inappropriate every year anyway, right? Right. Right? Like, this is not news. Crazy Uncle Charlie says something crazy every year, right? Now it's just going to be whatever you think about this. And so, you know, allowing ourselves to just be kind to ourselves, mm-hmm. and be kind to others.
And we're doing this and we're asking this and we're trying to role model this in a world where we have found a voice, where we have found that what we think matters. So it's amplified in both directions, right? So now that we are so clear in how we feel, and now that we're so able to speak our voice that we have been looking for, some of us for years and years and years, right. You know, how do we then come through it? And that's the work we're talking about, right?
It is. It is. And Brooke, I want to say again, you said it eloquently at the beginning, but I want to say again, we are not minimizing anyone's fear. Those fears are real for many people. Let's just take women, for instance, like 51% of the population, a vast majority of them that I've talked to in the last 48 hours are affected in some way, right? And then let's talk women of color, and then let's talk LGBTQ individuals, and let's talk, like, people feel threatened. We are not saying that's not rational. We're not saying that, right?
Right. No one is saying that. We're saying yes, and
yes,
how do we move?
That's right. Well, I really appreciate always being able to have great conversations with you, Brooke, and real conversations. You know, Brooke and I say things to each other. Sometimes we look at each other and go, did you really just say that? And then we have to figure it out. But, you know, we don't see things as much as I think maybe here it sounds like we do, but we don't see things the same way all the time. At all. And we don't expect everybody else to. That's not what we're saying at Frequency 500. We're not saying you have to agree with us on any topic other than let's make more love in the world.
Yep.
That's what we want to support you in doing because everything will get easier when we do.
Yes.
All the other work, all the other good work, whatever it is you're doing in the world will get easier when you invest it with love. And even, you know, as hard as it may seem some days, see the people who are challenging the good work you're trying to do in the world. See them through the eyes of love. There's nothing you can do to elevate your own frequency better than that.
That's correct.
And it's not always easy.
So. It's not. But guess what? It's always easy to be in the space with you, Lynn.
It's always easy to be in the space with you too, Brooke. Well thanks to the listeners. We'll get this out on all the platforms. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you won't miss an episode when we do put them out. We're not your crazy podcast people who do a lot, but we do more and more, and just keep stay with us. We've got new things to tell you about coming. Mm-hmm. And we're excited about living life this way, and we hope you are too.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.